Hey everyone, welcome to this demo of Haunted Party. This is something I've wanted to cover for a while, but I got kind of sidetracked. This is kind of an interesting game. It's a 2D platformer type of game, modeled after the style of Crazy Party. So the basic idea is there are a bunch of modes with different characteristics, different types of traps and enemies that you have to try to go through. And basically, the game is endless in the sense that you can keep playing as long as you can continue to survive. I'm going to try to give you a quick demo of this. Now, I bought the game, I think, a year and a half ago for $5. I think now you have to pay at least a minimum of 7 or 8. But I will put the link to the page on Itch where you can purchase it. So,
folder view list, Haunted Party.
I'm going to run the game from an icon that I made on my desktop. Basically, when you download this, you have to extract it and run the hp.exe file.
Haunted Party 1.3.
And here we go. This game does not take that long to load at all, as you just saw. I'm going to turn the music down with page down. Of course, this is just the standard menu. You can use up and down to go through your choices, and enter to choose. Home takes you to the top. Pressing N takes you to the bottom. Page up and page down. Change the music volume. So let's go down here.
Current game mode, standard. Press enter to change.
Now, I have only unlocked standard, but I will show you here what's in here.
Game mode selection. Choose an option. Cramped cave. Standard. Cramped cave. Locked. Requires a minimum score of 50 points in standard. Overgrown forest. Locked. Requires a minimum score of 75 points in cramped cave.
And you can't turn this music down. Oh, actually, yes, you can. Good.
Ghost zone. Locked. Requires a minimum score of 100 points in overgrown forest. Clouds. Locked. Requires a minimum score of 125 points in Ghost Zone.
So, as you can tell, there is a lot to unlock here.
Underwater, locked. Requires a minimum score of 150 points in Clouds. Underground, locked. Requires a minimum score of 175 points in Underwater. Battlefield, locked. Requires a minimum score of 200 points in Underground. Mansion, locked. Requires a minimum score of 225 points in Battlefield. Mansion F2, locked. Requires a minimum score of 50 points in Mansion. Mansion F3, locked. Requires a minimum score of 75 points in Mansion F2. Mansion F4, locked. Requires a minimum score of 100 points in Mansion F3. Mansion F5, locked. Requires a minimum score of 125 points in Mansion F4. Go back, locked. Oh wait, this isn't a locked thing.
That's pretty funny. Let's go back.
Main menu.
Turn the music down. The music volume is reset every time you go back into these menus. I'm not sure why.
Current game speaker test.
Let's run the speaker test. That's important.
The bat should fly from left to right. If it flies from right to left, switch your speakers or headphones around.
And I'm going to press enter.
Main
That's
menu.
Right.
Silk current.
Okay.
Learn game display scores. Learn game sounds for standard mode.
Yeah, so in each mode, there is a menu to learn the game sounds.
Display scores. Exit.
You can get your scores.
Displaying all scoreboards with their respective scores. Pressing enter on a scoreboard will copy its scores to your clipboard. Cramped Cave's scoreboard is currently locked. On standard, your high score is 22 points, and your last score was 9 points. Copy to clipboard. Displaying all scores. Go back. Main current.
Let's go back.
Speak learn game sounds for standard mode. Learn sounds. Standard has 55 sounds to learn. To listen to a sound, press enter on the description of that sound. While the sound is playing, you can press enter or escape to stop it. When you are finished, hit escape to exit. The game starts. A chasm or lava pit has been completely sealed.
Wait,
The game starts.
Yeah, so here's the first sound. Now, when you press enter to preview these, it will continue to loop until you stop it by pressing enter again. I guess you can hit the space bar. No, it looks like just the enter key. Right.
The game officially begins. A health increase.
Right, so it's just looping.
A health decrease. An extra life. You lose a life, thus preventing the game from ending. Your health will be reset to 100.
That's never a good thing if you hear that sound.
The game ends. Your score is presented to you. You beat your high score. A mosquito. Swing your sword with F to take them down. Do note they can fly, so it may be a bit difficult.
Now we get into the things that you can expect to encounter in this mode.
A wasp. Swing your sword with F to take them down. Do note they can fly, so it may be a bit difficult.
It's a wasp.
A bat. Swing your sword with F to take them down. Do note they can fly.
It's a bat.
A baby dragon. Swing your sword with F to take them down. Do note they can fly. A robot. Swing your sword with F to take them down. Careful, they can pack a punch.
Not sure that's a very good... I don't think that's a very good robot sound. I think he could do better with his robot sound.
A zombie. Swing your sword with F to take them down.
It's a zombie. Yeah, okay.
A troll. Swing your sword with F to take them down.
I mean a zambi, not zombie. It's a zambi. It's a troll.
An elk. Swing your sword with F to take them down.
Yeah, okay, shut up.
An ant. You must jump over them. They cannot be killed. A hedgehog. You must jump over them. They cannot be killed. A ghost. You must wait for the ghost to vanish before proceeding in its direction. Otherwise, it will zap you and the game will be over.
Yeah.
A coconut tree. The tree will detect your movement if you are near it, and will drop coconuts that you must avoid. Otherwise, you may receive severe damage. A coconut drops, usually comes from coconut trees. Be careful not to be near one. A coconut lands.
That sounds painful.
A stalactite drops from above. Careful, stalactites can take away health if too close. A stalactite lands. A rock that has been dropped is falling. You should run as close to the rock as possible in order to pick it up.
Okay, I don't know how realistic that sound is, but whatever.
A rock lands. If it lands within 3 tiles of you, you will pick it up. A rock that is rolling. This usually happens when you throw a rock with a tiki.
That is a very loud sound.
A rock hits an entity. This usually happens when you throw a rock with a tiki. A rock hits a wall. This usually happens when you throw a rock with a tiki. A current is generated from above. Be careful not to be near the current when it touches down. A current that has been generated is still in progress. Careful, currents can take away quite a lot of health if too close. Use this opportunity to move away.
Yeah, those things can be quite lethal.
A current comes in contact with the ground. You're zapped. This is usually the result of coming in contact with electricity. You are hit by a hazard. This is usually the result of coming in contact with stalactites and coconuts. A cannon. A cannon warns you that it is about to fire. A cannon fires. A cannonball. A cannonball hits you. A cannonball is destroyed, usually as a result of running into a wall or the edge of the map. a fireball. These are generated when a cannonball hits a wall. If it hits the wall on the right, the fireball comes left. If it hits the wall on the left, the fireball comes right. A fireball hits you. A crossbow. A crossbow warns you that it is about to fire. A crossbow fires. An arrow. An arrow hits you.
Ow, that does not sound good.
A chasm. There are edges on both sides to signify where it is, and you must jump over to land safely on the opposite side, otherwise you will die. You are an entity and the game drops into the chasm. A lava pit. There are edges on both sides to signify where it is, and you must jump over to land safely on the opposite side, otherwise you will die. You are an entity and the game drops into the lava pit.
So, an entity in this case is basically anything that's designed to stop you or make it harder. So that could be an actual creature or it could be a trap of some kind.
You drop a rock into a pit. A chasm or pit has rocks in it, but has not yet been sealed. The pitch of this sound increases the fuller it gets. A chasm or a lava pit has been completely sealed.
Yeah, so if you have rocks, you can put them into chasms and close them up.
The game starts.
So there you go, there's the sounds. I'm going to hit escape.
Main menu.
And
current game, start.
Let's start playing this game. Before I do, real quick, just to let you know, this is a 2D platformer, so you move to the left and right with the left and right arrow keys. Up and down moves you up and down. So if you come across a staircase, you can go up or down to higher or lower levels. And keep that in mind because there will be things that you'll encounter that will be above or below you. So just because you hear something doesn't mean that it is in immediate danger. Let's see, just a few more things off the top of my head. Pressing S checks your score. H checks your health and lives. I believe, gives you information about different entities on the board. Page up and page down change the music. I think that's the major stuff. The control key or the F key uses your sword, which is used to defeat things that might be trying to attack you.
Ready?
Alright, so there's a wasp. Whoa! Oh, so I hit the space bar to jump. Oh, you can't. Yeah, you
75
can't
horsepower, one life.
I just got a health boost.
98.
To go up here, so I'm just holding down the key. Whoa. Up again.
5 total points.
Now that sound. That's a wall. Whoa. Let's go up again. It's a dragon.
Score of 7 points. You killed 4 enemies and avoided 3 hazards.
And I fell into a pit.
Main menu, current start.
Let's try this again here.
100, 0.
Oh yeah, pressing the letter C. Oh. Now that boom. Noise you hear, that is telling me that I fell. Oh crap, let me move out the way. Get the ghost. This game gets rather okay. That zombie is above me. So is that dragon?
6 total.
Ow!
18 horsepower, 1 life.
So you jump with the space bar.
You are carrying 1 rock. Score of 7 points. Main current start. Ready?
I wanted to unlock the cave, but maybe I can't because this is proving to be more difficult than I thought.
50, 0, right.
Yeah, so pressing the letter C tells you where you are. Zombies are above me. Let's try throwing a rock at them.
You don't have any rock.
Now the oh, it's a hedgehog. I can't. Shit.
65. Horsepower, 1 life.
It would be nice if I could get some more lives. Now boom. You're hearing that is me as I fall. You can fall from different heights.
You ended with a total score of 12 points. Main mid current start.
Let's try this one more time.
Ready? Go.
Ow.
85.
That was.
You are carrying 0 rocks.
Pressing R tells you how many rocks you have. Oh, that's a. Oh, crap, I hate those things. My Amazon Echo going off.
58 horsepower, 1 life.
It would be nice if I could get some more lives here. Hedgehog, that, whoa. Here's the ghost, you gotta wait. Jump fire.
9 total, 20. 22 horsepower, 1. Score of 11 points. You killed 5 enemies and avoided 6 hazards. Main menu current start.
And I just ran into a ghost.
Exit.
Yeah, I mean that's basically how you play this game.
Desktop.
I could keep playing it, but I would be here for a very long time. As you can tell though, it is quite addictive.
Audacity. Track view.
Let me make sure I'm still recording.
Recording. Disk space remaining for recording.
Yes, I am. Okay. Yeah, no, but definitely, it's an interesting game. It's a nice little time waster. There is a lot to unlock. And if you look at the documentation, there is detailed documentation for every mode. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy the game. and that you buy it. And yeah, so until next time, you guys take care. Bye.